Couple updates from the game in terms of Big Baby. He is he's going to be going on IR, so not very good news there. And with the other three players that were injured, with Brodney had a concussion, so we'll have to wait and see on that. And with concussions, take that very seriously. Spent a lot of time in New York researching that and researching the best ways to evaluate when to bring a player back, the safest way to bring a player back. Carried those things over here, and we'll go through that process and to see where he is throughout the course of the week and evaluate as we go. With Kenyon and Cam, it'll be a wait-and-see type situation, and that's going to take some time and just see where we are during the course of the week. In terms of what I said to the team this morning and how I felt about the game, I thought that it started slow. But we started slow in all three phases, from the opening kickoff to the first offensive series. We did a few things in the offensive series, the first series that I liked, but I thought it was too slow from what we had outlined and what we wanted to get accomplished. And the same thing defensively. I thought in the second half, played better, had opportunities. We had opportunities throughout the course of the game, just didn't take advantage of them. And offensively, Cincinnati did a good job with some of the looks that they gave us that were a little bit different, but we handled most of them. Some they got us on. We had some opportunities for completions that we either dropped or missed throws, and those were the things that we didn't have the week before. I'm happy with the fact that we didn't turn the ball over. And at 13-7, it's a good situation, and we just couldn't continue on the momentum that we had from the first drive, and really felt like if we had come out better in the first half, things could have been different. So with that, we'll open up to questions.
Is Sean Rogers an ankle or an Achilles?
It's like his lower leg and his ankle. I don't really want to get into the specifics of it, but
Eric, does it play at all that the team's record, that he's shutting it down, or would he have shut it down in any situation because of the severity?
Big Baby? No, he wasn't. That's never been the case with him. This is something he's going to need surgery, and there's just where he is. He's very disappointed, and he wants to be out there. It hurts. Just unfortunate, really unfortunate.
So NFL seems like there's more of an emphasis lately on the concussions and Big Ben and stuff. Does that affect your approach at all?
No, we've tried to be very aggressive with that in New York and here as well. It's just one of those things that you do everything you can to make sure that you're not putting the player at any greater risk. And that you have the best information available when you're making those decisions. It's important to us organizationally, and it's something we take very seriously.
How do you factor in Rodney's concussion history?
Again, medically, I don't get involved with the specific parts of that. A lot of that I have to more or less allow the lead to come from the medical staff. I don't know enough about it to, but my emphasis and our emphasis is safety and proper evaluation, things like that.
With this thing of concussions now, there's been talk of maybe reducing some of the off-season workouts, limiting contact, et cetera. Do you think I think we're on our way to some of those things being enacted?
You know, I don't know all the different things that are being discussed. I think everybody's open to whatever puts the players in the best position to avoid those things.
In your estimation, have hits become more violent even in the last couple of years? It certainly seems that way.
Again, I'm not sure. I remember over the course of time being a lot of violent hits and think if anything, the NFL has done a great job of really emphasizing player safety. And sometimes you get a penalty that you might disagree with, but you understand the intent of why they're doing it is to try to protect the players, and you respect that. And that's everybody's goal. Nobody wants to see anybody get hurt, and understanding that injuries are part of the game, but trying to minimize risk wherever you can.
Is there a special helmet that he can wear? Any?
We'll research, and I'm sure we have researched all those things, and we'll take the steps that we need to take. In terms of the specific helmet, I'm not sure, but I know that anything that is out there that could possibly either be preventative, or after someone has had one, give them more protection, we're all for it.
When you take a Sean Rogers, out of your lineup, what do you lose?
It's tough. He's big. He's disruptive, guys. They have to deal with him from a game plan perspective, it's difficult from that perspective. And coupling DeQuell and Eric and really that whole interior has changed dramatically from the start of the season. I really think that Ruben's done a nice job throughout the whole season, the whole off season, training camp. He's really developing in that role, and this is a great opportunity for him to continue to develop in that role. And he has done a real nice job.
Do you have a lineman or two?
We'll look at that, and whether it's some combination of the active roster or the practice squad, kind of see what's available, who's available, how they fit.
When you looked at the run defense yesterday, where were the breakdowns?
There were a couple different spots. With Scott, you got to keep him inside. You got to keep him within the tackle box. He's got excellent speed when he gets to the edge. He's got very good ability to cut. Seen that on some of his kickoff returns and things like that. And thought he did a nice job finding the crease, whether it be directly outside or in that C-gap, the softness in the C-gap. And I thought our tackling at times led to extra yards that really shouldn't have been the case. And they've got a big physical offensive line. And Larry Johnson, he's been successful for a long time, and he's good back.
Not doing by design in the beginning. Is the design offensively? Is the design that short stuff that just is an extension of a ground control game, or was the design to go a little bit further down?
No, we called vertical passes yesterday, and like we've called throughout the course of the season. Sometimes they're there, and you take a shot. Sometimes you don't have it deep, and you want to get the check down, get a positive play. Some of it's a function of protection, where we weren't able to get it to the deeper receiver because we didn't have the blitz picked up or had to go to the site. They blitzed a little bit more than they had the previous game than they had up until this point.
Is Brady getting rid of the ball too early on some of those occasions, or is that by
design
also?
No, if you're outnumbered, you got to go to either the site adjust, which is the outside player, or the hot, which is the inside player, because you don't have the numbers to pick it up.
Seems a lot of time in those situations, at least to me, that Brady's throwing to one spot when the pass is for Massaquah, that Brady's throwing to one spot and Massaquah isn't always in that same area. Is perception wrong, or what's going on there?
I don't think there's been a significant number of breakdowns in terms of what the assignment is. There's a couple times where Muhammad was a little deep when he should have been maybe 2 or 3 yards more shallow. A couple times where the throws just weren't there. But I don't think it was a fundamental lack of understanding by the players as to what the adjustment is. Now, that does happen from time to time. That's always the goal defensively, is to show one coverage, change the coverage, and that changes the quarterback's read, changes the route adjustment. We're trying to do it. They're trying to do it. Make post-snap reads, force them into post-snap reads.
Area of his game has he made the most strides in this year?
Very good with his hands and his hand placement inside of the center's chest. I think he's gotten better at shedding the blocker and being more patient with shedding, because you can, if the running back's starting to your right and you throw him off too early and go to your right, he'll cut back to the void that you create. So you got to be patient, know the right time to throw the offense player off, and I think that's improved for him. His block recognition, understanding where the double teams are going to come from, what his reaction should be on those blocks, all things that come with time and experience, and I think he's improved in all those areas.
If Rodney's out, it's going to result in Brandon getting a starting cornerback position back, and the reason I'm asking is because I'm curious as to what your thoughts about Coy Francis getting more playing time as the season progresses here.
Well, with any of the playing time, it's got to be earned, and I think that it'll depend on, as we look at San Diego, where we're going to have Mike Adams, whether he'll work back at safety or work at corner. And we've had different combinations of people working at those different spots. Some of it's going to be a function of what we see that they're doing. And with Coy, I think he needs to keep working and establishing a role, a defined role. And not that he hasn't, but he has to make even more of a case for himself.
Talk about some of the missed throws by Brady. Are a lot of those when he's getting pressure? Is that why the throws aren't there?
Some are a function of that. Some are just you miss. You missed on them.
Anything you can do what does he do to work? Just throw the ball more? It seems like his completion percentage isn't very high for all season.
We constantly are working on timing and release and things like that. And and you continue to drill it. You continue to get a feel for your receivers. And some are throws that he's made before and made them easily. Sometimes just you miss some.
In a season like this, do you have to worry about losing your players or them losing focus?
I don't think that's not something I'm worried about at all. This is a good group of guys. They work hard through the course of the week, and I think that the one thing that you do when you are facing adversity is you use each opportunity to change that. And that's what we have every week. Every Sunday we have an opportunity to change the outcome. And that's why I was disappointed coming out and not playing better early in the game, because that's why we do all the work that we do during the week. And they have been consistent with that. And I haven't questioned that at any point throughout the course of the season. And I don't anticipate that being an issue throughout the rest of the season. I expect this group of guys to maintain their commitment to change the outcome.
Talk a bit about practice and how important practice is leading into a game in terms of earning playing time through what you do in practice. And I'm curious as to Brian Robiski, whether it's based on effort or is it based on performance in practice that has kept him, inactive quite a bit?
Well, in this week, I thought that Jake has had two really good weeks since he got here, and sometimes it's a function of that. Neither one of the guys is going to play extensively on special teams, and I thought that Jake earned the opportunity. Brian's played in a lot of games; he's had a lot of play time. He could be active again this week, but it's going to have to go out and earn that play time. And it's a unique situation. A receiver, Mike Furry, plays on defense. You got Josh, who obviously has a dominant role on special teams. I think Chancey's doing a really nice job. in the slot. Muhammad's played well throughout the season, and you're looking at either going with four receivers or going with five, and the fifth receiver, you're trying to have a defined role. What packages is he going to play in? What roles are you going to play in those packages? And you got to make those decisions throughout the course of the season. Do you bring the third tight end? Do you bring the third running back? Do you bring the fifth wide receiver? Usually the determining factor is what else they can do in the game.
You were here in 95 at the beginning of your career, and it was about as low as it could get emotionally and more everything else around here. Do you equate this at all? What are you thinking personally as you see what's unfolding here?
Well, I was here in 94, too, and I saw the success that we had that year, and I've been at places where you go through transitions and been part of that and understand that and understand the things that go into to building, short-term and long-term. I think there's a lot of things that take place during that process. I've been happy with the way the guys have worked. I think that there's been some positive things throughout the course of the year in all three phases. It's a function of us being able to collectively do that at the same time and be able to take the lessons that you learn and apply them to the next week and take advantage of that opportunity. So that's what we're going to continue to do.
Which of the areas on offense do you think that's causing problems? Which of those areas is easiest to fix?
Well, the one thing I have been happy with the last two games is not turn the ball over. I think that's important. It's really important. That's been good. I think that when you have the opportunity to catch the ball, which is such a fundamental skill set and something that we work on consistently, you got to be able to maximize those things. And those were things that we did do in the Detroit game, and you saw the difference. I thought that we did that well at spurts last week. I thought Muhammad made a tremendous catch on going towards the tunnel on our sideline. I thought Mike Furry had a really nice catch. I thought guys at different times made some really nice plays. Even Greg on the scramble, third and five, rolled back in, made the catch, and two plays earlier really should have had a catch and dropped it, which was right there. And it was consistent concentration, looking the ball in, tucking it away, and then turning and running.
Ball is the easiest of those problem areas?
Well, I think they're all important, and I think that we've thrown the ball. We've made all those throws and need to continue to make the throws when the guy's open. From a protection perspective, there's going to be things each game that are different. There's going to be things designed to beat the protection. Then it's a function of being able to hit the hot or the sight. And three or four times yesterday, I thought Brady did an excellent job with that. And that last drive there, hitting Chancey for a first down when it wasn't picked up, those things are, the more you do that, the less likely they are to pressure. Even the tear screen to Josh, the third down play, it was third and 14. We had blockers out there, missed the guy, and he tackled Josh for no gain. They're bringing pressure off the other side. The week before, we'd hit it against a pressure-looking Detroit and went for 34 yards. The difference between getting that initial block and not. The difference between that play going for nothing or a significant gain.
Something that you saw from the Bengals defense or something that you saw from what you guys were doing during the course of the week that caused you to kind of disdain the use of the Wildcat this week?
No, not necessarily. We had certain plays up. You saw the play, the direct snap to Josh, throw back to Brady. He had another third down play. It was just designed a little bit differently. Tend to get a very specific type of adjustment when Josh is lined up at the quarterback position. So tried to get him the ball a little bit different way where they couldn't get in that same front and coverage. So even though he was hitting the same spot, essentially the same number of blockers, just trying to build it a different way to take away the standard sort of front we've been getting.
Did you need the New York Daily News and a few other places are reporting that Charlie Weiss has been fired. My question is, you know, what's your relationship with Charlie, and is he somebody that you would be interested in bringing on board here?
I like Charlie. I've always liked Charlie. He's, you know, worked with him in New York, then worked with him again in New England. Been friendly and talked since he's been at Notre Dame. I haven't heard any news one way or the other. He's a really good football coach. I respect him a lot. And that's really all I've thought about that situation.
I mean, given that he has a great relationship with Brady Quinn, if you know, would that be something that you might want to look into just because he and Brady work so well together at Notre Dame?
Yeah, I really haven't thought about any of that, and don't know what Charlie's situation is, and I hope he hasn't gotten fired, and I wish him the best. He's a good friend. He's a good coach, and I don't know what his status is.
Has Brian had a concussion this year before yesterday?
No.
And I know it predates your coming here of the concussions. Would there ever be a time, in just in a general sense, would you would tell a player, hey, I know football's important, but there's life beyond that, because it especially now with this increased awareness of the concussions?
I think that the best thing I can do is have them listen to the people that really understand the injuries. And I don't know enough about each of the specific injuries to really give any sort of advice as to how to treat the injury or respond to the injury. But I want all the guys to be safe and to be smart. And you'd be supportive as well. But in terms of specific advice related to specific injuries, I think each guy has to really spend time with the doctors and make that decision themselves.
Will you stick with Brady?
Yeah, Brady's going to continue to start. All righty. Thank you.